Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Fire officials are investigating a tragedy in Queens tonight, a woman killed in a big house fire in St. Albans. We go live to 1010 Winds reporter Marilyn Buckley for the very latest.
Larry, I can still smell the smoke in the air on the corner at this row home. Police say that a 56-year-old woman lost her life in this fire, and the home is destroyed with every window blown out on both the first and second floor. And I can see a lot of burnt furniture now on the lawn of this home. People on the block say this woman's door was always open. Gladstone Gordon lives just a few doors away. He says his daughters knew the victim, and he actually spoke with her family this morning.
I didn't see no flame, but I saw two girls walking by. I says, "Were you living there?" I say, "Yes, it's my aunt, and she died." Very, very sad. Couldn't be sadder, especially somebody died, you know?
FDNY officials say they think this fire started on the second floor and then very quickly spread. We can even see the house next door also is damaged and boarded up. Police are on scene right here outside the house, making sure no one goes inside. And the fire marshal right now is working to determine what the official cause of this fire is. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in St. Albans, Queens.
All right, sad story indeed. Keep us posted, Maryland. Well, remember a while back when we told you about the city testing out weapon scanners in the subways? Well, the results are in. 30 days now, those Evolve scanners turned up about a dozen knives and produced 118 false positives. That's a 4.3% false positive rate out of around 2,700 scans at 20 stations across the city. Advocates say that's way too high, and there's no way we can have those in our transit system. The Legal Aid Society called it a failed pilot, saying the rate of false positives compromises the safety of subway riders, and it should serve as further evidence for the city to shelf the idea for good. They also accused the city of delaying the release of this information, saying now it's clear why. We've reached out to City Hall for comment. So far, crickets. Well, day one of the trial now for a man accused of trying to kill a rookie NYPD cop. Prosecutors say last year, Officer Brett Baller was trying to break up a fight on a bus in Queens. One of the guys involved, Devin Spraggins, they say, allegedly shot the cop. Baller spent 9 days in the hospital suffering damage to a major artery and undergoing three surgeries. Doctors saying he could have lost an entire leg, even his life. Spraggins is facing several charges now, including attempted murder and assault. He could get up to 40 years to life in prison. Disturbing allegations out on Long Island, where three people have been fired from a daycare after two toddlers were allegedly thrown to the ground by a teacher.
Debbie is very upset. She says her three-year-old grandson and another boy were picked up and thrown to the ground at the Way to Grow Child Care Center in East Patchogue by a teacher.
I really want to encourage any parent that thinks their child was abused there to come forward.
And she says, also caught on video, the teacher using her long fingernails to flick her grandson's ear 10 times. A mark was left on his ear, she says.
The horrible part is there was two other teachers in the room who are mandated to report abuse that didn't report it.
The center says in a statement they have been a trusted provider for 23 years, and the teacher and two others who did not report the incidents have been terminated. Police are investigating. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mastic.
From Battery Park to City Hall via the Canyon of Heroes. Who doesn't love a parade? We got one today, didn't we? As New Yorkers celebrated the WNBA champion New York Liberty. Fans cheering as the players and coaches rolled along to a ticker tape parade. Power forward Jonkel Jones loved it. She had a chant for fans gathered up at City Hall where they did the formal congrats.
We all we got!
We all we got!
We all we got!
We all we got!
Yeah, oh, it was beautiful and a fitting tribute. Newsman Mac Rosenberg, the lucky dog, got to ride in the truck with him and talk with the owner.
On this day, it's the Canyon of Heroes. Liberty owner Clara Tsai says inspiring young women and girls with a championship is so gratifying.
Doing this to inspire young girls to continue to play and become leaders because of what they're learning through sport. is really fulfilling.
She and the players were met with deafening cheers from fans all up and down Lower Broadway. They were wearing Statue of Liberty crowns, seafoam green jerseys, and signs reading things like, "Why not us?"
Did you envision this day when you bought the team?
I dreamed of it, and I'm so grateful that it finally happened.
And the fans came out with their energy and pride for these champs. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
We all we got, we all we need. I love it. The party isn't over yet, though. They got the big shindig tonight at Barclays starting at 7. If you want in, you better make sure to go online and get a ticket now or you're going to be left out. Congrats to the Liberty, folks.
But a man in New Jersey who was struggling with serious knee pain will get the chance to dance at his wedding. That's thanks to a double knee replacement surgery. Got an assist from a tiny robot, in fact. 58-year-old Lawrence Elliott says he was an athletic type all his life, so once the knee pain started, it was a real concern. Well, he tells us he tried every treatment possible before going for this big operation.
Health was never a problem for me. I never had an operation before besides a colonoscopy. So, yeah, I was scared. But I felt that if I was going to have a quality of life, I had to take a shot.
Yeah, doctors at Hackensack University Med Center used the T-Miniature Mini Robotic System. It's a handheld robot, which they say replaces a lot of the equipment they'd normally use for a double knee replacement, making it easier and more precise. And he's doing well. He's going to walk down that aisle. So a warning for anybody looking to make it to the World Series, beware of the scammers. That's the message from the Better Business Bureau today. They say last year they received over 140 reports of scams related to sporting events, concerts, etc., and they don't want to see a repeat this time around. Regional President and CEO Claire Rosenzweig telling 1010 Wins, scammers like to take advantage of people's emotions.
Everybody's excited about the series coming up, and we just want consumers to be happy and not disappointed. And anytime there's a big event taking place, sports, entertainment, whatever, anytime there's a high demand for tickets, the scammers come out too.
Yes, they do. She says one of the surefire ways to know about a scam, if the price looks too good to be true, then hey. She adds that you should always buy from trusted vendors, especially buying directly from the venue when possible.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.